The Adventures of Jungle Jim. A complete radio episode based on the action pictures and characters of the same name that appear every Sunday in the Comic Weekly. After a grueling encounter with an overwhelming enemy force, the survivors of Jungle Jim's famous raiders flew back to a large Pacific base. But as landing instructions were wireless to them, their gasoline supply was suddenly exhausted. Jim made a forced landing, and just as dawn was breaking, a Navy launch approached them warily. No sooner had Jim transferred his men to the launch than an air alert sounded from the shore. Japanese dive bombers, escorted by Zeros, suddenly swept over the horizon. With the launch a perfect target, the CPO in charge did his best to evade the attackers. But a strafing run by one of the Zeros has wounded the CPO, and Jim himself has seized the controls. Their chances of ever reaching the shore grow dimmer by the second.
Worse and more of it, huh, Jim?
Oh, you can say that again, Jane.
How bad is it with the chief?
Ask Frenchie. He's looking after him.
Come on. He will manage this one. It is his shoulder. The good Mac is bringing the sulfur powders for him.
Watch him. Little chop devil coming.
Hang on. I'll see if I can outguess him.
Now, Jim, swing around.
I'm watching him.
Oh, it was a near thing, that.
You're telling me?
You guess right, Juan. Bomb been missed by 60 feet.
Can't expect them all to miss. Too many of them.
Hey, Jim, what cooks? The shore's over to the right.
I know it.
Then how come you're heading for the open sea?
I'm heading west so we'll have the sun behind us.
Japs been have sun tonight.
Oh. Couldn't we make a run for the shore, Jim?
Too risky. Better to keep the sun in their eyes.
Look out there! Him been starting another time.
I can't see a thing.
Sun's too bright. He's got his pegs. Don't worry.
Observe. The admirable shotguns have seen him.
He's falling like the rotten apple. A falcon eye.
Boy, I wish I had a camera to get this. Look at him drop.
Now that's the end of that one, all right. But keep your eyes open for the others.
See, he bounces like a rubber ball.
One wing break off. Him been meet ancestors. Plenty quick.
Hit the deck, all of you.
Huh?
Quick, get down.
Where did he come from?
Glided in on us out of the sun, Frenchie.
Good things you see in time, Juan.
He is circling now for another run of us.
He might have trouble getting back to us, Sing. Do you see what I see?
There are more planes.
They are American. They are Navy planes.
Right. These Japs are wishing they stayed home with a good book.
They're changing course again.
We can make a dash for shore now. But keep your eye on the sky and you'll see some more fun.
I think I'll go forward and watch it with Mac, just to hear him say he knew it all along. Just yell for me if I can help you any.
Who do Jane and Mac think they're kidding besides themselves?
They are unlike as Salt and Pepper, and also as inseparable.
Me, not so sure. Param Jane, catch plenty big eyes when one Jim nearby.
Carlo, you talk like an advice to the Lovemore column. Cut it out.
Watch him. One of those Japanese is returning.
Yes, and one of our Navy pigeons is right on his tail.
Attaboy, let him have it.
Stop trying to keep sun in Yankee's eyes.
See, Japanese is in pain.
So long, Mr. Moto.
Him crash in water. Not see no sign of others.
We will doubtless hear the outcome after we go ashore.
I guess it's okay, Sing. There goes the all clear.
I can scarcely believe our troubles are over.
The way our luck's been lately. Better not say that too loud.
Frenchie, young fellow, you been okay?
He needs the attention, Colu. I am no doctor.
Well, we'll be ashore in a minute now. Oh, yeoman. You know more about docking this thing than I do. Suppose you take over.
Help me with the youngster, Jim, huh?
Sure, Frenchie. Oh, he's out like a light, isn't he? Easy now, easy. Mac, you take Jane ashore, will you? The rest of you men, get your gear together.
Jim, this boy has lost much blood. I humbly suggest we wait for a stretcher.
I guess you're right at that. The poor kid. Oh, doctor. Stretcher back here, please.
Jim. Max says to tell you to get ashore as fast as you can. He says we'll be in the soup if you don't.
In the soup? What are you talking about, Jane?
That blonde fellow in the Commodore's car says you're to report immediately. And Jimmy, he says to consider yourself under arrest.
Puzzled and perplexed, but hiding his annoyance, Jim hurries ashore as the others stare after him with deep misgivings. We'll see what's ahead in just a moment. Right now, I want to tell you what's ahead in 6 million homes this Sunday. Yes, sir, in 6 million homes, 15 million readers will enjoy the Comic Weekly this Sunday, just as they enjoy it every Sunday the year round. 15 million readers know that the Comic Weekly's brilliant full-color pages offer never-failing thrills and excitement. Its pages are packed with more than 24 of your favorite features. Features that make Sunday morning adventure time. Features that make the Comic Weekly America's favorite funnies. That's why the 15 Sunday papers that distribute the Comic Weekly are the leading Sunday papers from coast to coast. Why not ask for the Sunday paper in this city that contains the Comic Weekly? You'll recognize it by the figure of Puck and the name, the Comic Weekly, at the top of the front page. Now, back to a baffled group of veterans and Jungle Jim.
Hello, Kulu. You had better swallow this salt tablet.
Huh? Oh, yes. But first must got to swallow lump and throat.
It is formidable, this waiting and not knowing for why we wait.
Me wait for Twan Jim.
C'est un grand mystère, cela. Jane has disappeared, Mac has go away, then come back to pack his gear and say goodbye.
Then singly been sent for. And where been Twan Jim?
3 hours we have been here. I feel it has been 3 years.
Catch mad by and by. Start finding out.
Slowly, mon ami. Do not add to our troubles.
Do not care. Must got to find what one.
So, the two remaining cats still guard the mouse hole, do they?
Closed door, Sing. Mosquitoes, plenty thick.
For 1,000 pardons, Frenchy, you are wanted next. The escort awaits you.
Well, I will go, but I do not like the...
What them say to you, Sing?
Very little. They examine my identity papers most critically. Ask for account of what occurred on that miserable island.
Twan Jim been there?
No, nor was his name mentioned. They consulted mysterious papers and smiled and shook my unworthy hand.
Smile and shake hands?
Even so. Hang stated that I would pack my gear and take same to Eastern Airstrip at 4 o'clock.
This been all?
They also offered condolences on loss of my irreplaceable nephew, Thompson. Then we salute, and I return.
You not ask where Twan Jim be?
Of course, 2 times. The answer was most unsatisfactory smile both times.
Crazy things here.
Hey, you speak truth. The face of authority is often as hard to fathom as a woman's heart.
Someone at door. Who's there?
It's me, Jane.
Oh, come in, Jane.
Close door, Param. Mosquitoes.
Oh, yes, sure. Excuse me for barging in on you. I wondered if you'd seen Mac.
No. Not since him pack gear. Shake hands and say goodbye.
He said goodbye?
Yes. Even as I must now. If you will permit me, Jane, you look as radiant as the dew-covered lotus blossom.
Thanks. Hairbrush and a little soap and water will do wonders for a girl.
Too bad, Twan Jim, not here for see you.
Oh. Well, I just wanted to thank you all for what you did for me. Not that I ever could. You see, they're shipping me away from here in a few minutes.
You too?
I'll never forget you. Jim or Mac. Poor Tom's son. None of you. If you're ever in Hollywood, my place is yours.
Oh, we will miss you, Jane. But the flower of friendship flourishes in spite of partings.
Well, I can't say goodbye, so I'll just say that...
Kulu, they want you next.
Yes, me come. You learned about Tuan Jim.
I know even less than I did before.
You not leave before me come back.
They give us no choice, mon ami. I must pack my things. Better we shake hands now, I think.
Frenchy is right, my son.
I think so.
This may be farewell. I bow to your shadow. May it never grow less.
We'll not say goodbye to friends. Wish you terang aya, clear water, smooth sailing.
Au revoir, Kulu. Au revoir. You know, in France, we say to part is to die a little. Well, the days will seem endless until we meet again.
We will meet. It is written in the stars.
Kulu, you... May I shake hands with you, too?
You much good, Param Jane. Women's come, bring trouble. This not your fault. Kulu, proud for shake hands.
That means a lot to me. Thank you.
Now we go. See big officer. Show what melee man do when him be angry.
Blast these mosquitoes.
I will help you pack, Frenchy.
No, please. There is not much. I will do it.
He's right, you know. Kolu's right. As soon as I came into the picture, your troubles began.
Mais non, ma petite. Trouble, it is our oldest friend.
Not this kind of trouble.
It is useless to blame oneself, Jane, for whims of a fickle providence.
You know, I gave an interview to a correspondent right after I came ashore.
Vraiment? But this could be nothing new to a cinema star.
They wouldn't let me tell him much. But right after that, all those mysterious orders started.
These troubled eyes fail to see connection.
Well, maybe there isn't any of that. One thing is sure, my friends. We may as well face it.
Face what?
This. Whatever the reason is, Bradley's Raiders is being disbanded. Broken up. For all we know, we'll never see Jungle Jim again.